meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Tori Wilson, the beautiful professional wrestler, is here tonight. Hello, Tori.
Hey, guys. Thanks.
She's on the cover of this month's Playboy. She is, I'm reading here, a former Miss Galaxy. Now, is Miss Galaxy, what's the difference with Miss Galaxy than like Miss America and Miss, is Miss Galaxy got, it's a little racier, it's more bodybuilding or something?
It's more bodybuilding, yeah, fitness. I guess it's bigger.
But it's not bodybuilding, just pure bodybuilding, is it?
It's they want like a feminine physique, not too, you know, guyish looking, but also we have to compete. I actually did like marine obstacle courses, and we were timed on that, so it was half your score was physicality, and the other half was how you look.
Right. Yeah, that's good. They don't have anything that way with guys, I don't think. I mean, they just have the Mr. Universe and all that kind of stuff, but right. They're not doing, like, obstacle courses and stuff. And then they have those fitness things. But whenever I see the fitness thing, you know, here's all the fitness thing is great when the guys are doing, you know, they're bouncing up on their hands and they're doing push-ups and they're snapping their hands and stuff, but they're smiling the whole time. And I would like
it's a dance. It's a dance thing.
I know, but I would like them to look like I look when I'm working out, which is I got to kill myself. I hope I'm hit by a massive coronary, so I can stop doing this.
The sweat just pouring off my puss. That's an attractive
yeah, it's just
thing.
Flying everywhere.
But you know,
it's creepy to see people smiling who are also in like an iron cross position. You know, it's like this is great.
But there's a Mr. Natural America, and this is Mr. America, so it's with steroids, without steroids.
Right.
But there's no, we need him looking a little less like a girl.
Well,
you know what
yeah.
I mean? There's no
right.
version of that for the male.
Right. Right.
These guys look too much like women, so we got to get them more on the male side of the fitness apparatus.
Yeah, somebody decided that seeing veins in women's abs wasn't attractive.
Oh, I love that.
You like the veins?
Yeah. Not that I have them, but.
Not in the abs. The women that start to look like men. I don't know if they're doing it for men or they're doing it for their own, but it's unattractive to men.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
We like a fit woman. We want to see a bunch of veins going down their arms, and you know, we don't want to be crushed by any of their parts. Anyway, on the cover of Playboy, here's an interesting thing, too. Number one selling poster and video in the United States, England, and Germany. Like, who's your competition in the poster department?
I'm talking about wrestling.
Wrestling poster.
So there's not a super a lot of competition. You know, there's what?
She has the
girls.
Number one selling poster and video. But that's a wrestling poster and video.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Just, you know, making it sound better.
All right. That's good. Well, wrestling's the biggest poster business there is, Drew.
Really? Nice.
I don't know.
it's a pretty good business, actually.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of, like, where do you buy, like, do you buy posters at the shop now?
The shop?
They don't have poster shops. They used to have poster shops.
Yeah, but those were like head shops.
Oh, yeah.
Weren't they?
Yeah.
There's that black light room.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and they have these poster things you'd flip through. It's like, hey,
well, that came later. Remember?
There's Led Zeppelin and Jimi Hendrix.
If you think about it, in the 60s when they'd have incense burning.
Again,
and they have the sitar music going. And
yeah.
This sort of Indian look.
Yeah.
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 Another great memory from that decade.
I like the head shops. You could go, you know, record stores and head shops used to be the same place. Like the people, you'd go in.
Adam, a record store?
They would put music on. They're like CDs, but bigger. And they scratch really easy. And if you're a loser like my dad and you actually rented them from the library in his 40s, if you just want to know how Pops was doing financially, he would go to the library and check out records in his 40s. And they would melt in your Volkswagen. They would get warpy.
Yeah.
Yes. Very interesting. All right. So what am I missing here? Thursday night, SmackDown, posters, Playboy. Yeah? Mm-hmm.
Raised in Idaho.
Uh-huh.
Right. Near Sun Valley?
McCall.
Where's that?
Nice. McCall's like Sun Valley. It's maybe 4 hours away from Sun Valley, but it's a lower budget version of Sun Valley.
So how does it work? You grow up in Idaho. You realize at some point, 15 years old, you're a little bit taller, a little bit nicer looking than a lot of the other Idahoans. And you start thinking about, maybe I can get out of Idaho and start, getting acting or modeling or something, wrestling. The wrestling couldn't have been high on your list in the 10th grade.
No, it wasn't, ever.
Did you get recruited into wrestling?
Yes. Actually, I moved from Idaho to L.A. to pursue acting, and I had been out here about 6 months, and I had done, all the fitness competitions and stuff, and a guy that I was dating at the time was a huge wrestling fan and took me to a show, the first show I ever watched, and we got backstage and met
some of the
wrestlers.
Sounds like a class act, by the way. The guy you're dating was a huge wrestling fan. I'm picturing a guy with, the shaved calves and the ponytail.
He did have shaved calves.
Yeah. Ponytail?
No.
Come on.
Not that.
But he wore those weightlifting pants.
Weightlifting pants, leather fanny pack.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yuck. You see who gets the hot chicks? See, hold on. Let me talk to Drew. We see these guys and we laugh. Like, we're like, look at this guy with the leather fanny pack and the stupid parachute pants. Look at this iced tea over here. I mean, vanilla ice over here with the. And then he goes home to this. It's like, but we're always like, who are you kidding with your bronzing cream and your shaved armpits? Oh, my God, come on. But then they get this. You see what I'm saying? This is why they. Nah? Method to the madness, Drew.
Reinforced for the madness.
This is why they do it. Listen, ladies, don't give guys like that sex. It only creates another 1,000 of them. You know what I mean? You shacking up with that guy gives them another 100 years of leather fanny packs and shaving their legs. And sort of confused, bizarre sexuality that gets foisted on me. You know, these guys who wear the black high tops and have their pants pulled up around their calves to sort of show, they wear their pants like knickers, but they wear the short little, no long hair? Didn't have the long hair?
He didn't? No, he didn't.
He had it at one point.
No,
he cut it off.
Some guys can't do that. He would if he could.
He couldn't do it. Didn't,
no,
couldn't handle
it. It just wouldn't work.
Earring?
Nope.
No earring?
Nope.
Shaved his pubes though, right?
Ew. No, he didn't actually.
Well, he groomed. He was a big groomer.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, and tan?
Very
tan.
Steroids.
All right. On the juice?
No.
What'd he do? Something, hold on, something with car stereos or alarms?
Police.
Oh, cops, not a bad one either, yeah.
He was a financial advisor.
Really?
Yeah.
I knew it. Financial advisor.
You'd never guess that one, right?
Yeah, no, what happened? So he took you to the wrestling match?
He took me to the wrestling, yep. And
you're impressed?
We got backstage. Yeah, I was real impressed.
Sure.
I used to make fun of him for watching wrestling.
Financial advisor or timeshare salesman?
Yeah.
No, financial advisor.
I got to look into that. Okay. Can you imagine this guy, you walk into his office, he's watching a little WWF, and he's got his shaved calves and his fanny pack, and you're like, how's the NASDAQ doing? Really? You want this guy looking after your money? This guy's telling you what to do. Put all your money into fanny packs. I don't mean into the fanny pack.
No, Fannie Mae,
Fannie Mae. Fanny pack. Jenny Mae. Jenny pack. Yeah. Financial advisor. Oh, my God. Okay, so you went backstage.
Went backstage.
How'd you get backstage?
A friend of ours knew a lot of the wrestlers, the guy that was we were with.
All right.
And so one of the wrestlers, Kevin Nash, he was booking the show at the time also. Recognized me from some of the fitness magazines and approached me and asked if I'd be interested in doing a 3-month storyline.
Oh,
and,
I see.
I was starving and.
Sure.
So it was great money and everything kind of just snowballed. I had a great time.
Wow. And that's it. And did you dump this boyfriend?
Eventually, yes.
Yeah. See, this is what they do. Let me tell you. If
they?
The guys.
Ah.
Here's what happens. Here's what happens. See, if I had Tori, I'd keep her at home and lock her up. And I wouldn't let her out.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't see these guys. They want to show them off. They want to take them out. They want to strut them. They want to walk them around like a show dog. You know, hey, look what I got.
Right.
And next thing you know, they're hanging out with guys who got more money than they are, who are taller than they are, who are better looking than they are.
Don't wear fanny packs.
Closer shaves on their legs and may have a suede and a leather fanny pack, like a double fanny, front and back. You know, front fanny, back fanny, rear fanny. side fanny, maybe 4 or 5 fanny packs, right? And they're going, hey.
A utility belt.
Right. Look at my beautiful, tall, blonde, Miss Galaxy girlfriend. And you start parading around a little too much, and eventually she don't go back to the barn at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying, Drew? That's why I keep you at home. I would keep you at home.
That's not really how it happened. He screwed up himself, actually.
Uh-huh.
Because he had cheated on me many times.
Oh.
And I forgave him many times. And finally, after we got engaged, I just kind of...
That's the other thing. They cheat on this. Yeah. All right. See, it's just like I said, bro.
Now I'm hearing sociopath. Financial advisor. Leaving town with people's millions of dollars.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a rambling fanny pack man. That fanny pack hangs on a new bedpost every night, Drew. It's just like his dad used to do it.
Hey, what's he supposed to? He's a rambling man.
He's a rambling guy. All right. Well, now who's crying, right?
Hopefully. Probably not him, actually.
Oh, it drives me nuts. I know. He's not too smart, but he's got a rap, right? Raps, tells you what you want to hear, comes on strong at the beginning. These guys. Guys, and by the way, you know, it's another thing. We make fun of the guys with the rap. Mm. It works.
Yeah, but it's...
Huh?
It's no way to live.
That's part... Rap. That's Drew's rap. Drew's rap is pretending like he don't like other guys' raps and he doesn't have one himself. That's his rap. He's a... That's the anti-rap rap.
It's good, though, huh?
That's a really good one.
It, you're into it. You're like, oh,
yeah.
Aw. That's a great non-rap.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're living in a rap vacuum. That is your rap. My rap is yelling at Drew about not having a rap. Kristen?
Yeah?
You're 20?
Yeah.
What's up?
Okay, well, first of all, excuse me if I'm nervous. I've been listening to you for like 10 years or something. I don't know.
Since you were 10?
Well, I don't know. But I remember listening to you guys, like, when my dad was driving home from, like, late night bowling league.
Nice.
Yeah.
So that's
that
abuse.
A long time ago.
All right.
Okay, so my question is, I became sexually active, like, a year ago. And ever since then, I haven't really had sex very often, like, maybe once a week or, like, sporadically like that, just not very many times. And I sometimes, like,
once a week,
bleed almost every time.
Once a week is sort of a pretty normal pace.
Okay? Well, when you're 19, you're just getting started. It's a little light.
Little, but she's 20 and they've been together a while. And it's some women that is just normal. Are you on the birth control pill?
Yeah, I'm on ortho-tricycline.
And that is probably the reason you're doing this. It can create a little instability in the lining of the uterus sometimes, or an overgrowth. And this just the stimulation of sex can sometimes cause bleeding. And it may just be you. That may just happen even without the pill, but it's very common on the pill.
So, well, but it even happened, like, before, obviously, when I started having sex. Is that, like, because obviously, like, it was the first time and I was, like, breaking in, I guess. Is that maybe why as well? Because I'm not, like, loose in a hoe or something.
Yeah.
The bleeding.
Wait, are you pre-med, Kristen?
No.
The bleeding actually comes from your uterus, not from the vagina. So it's something a little different. It's not like you're ripping or something opening up. It's all fine. It's all good. Don't worry about it, okay?
All right.
All right. Do you have pelvic exams regularly?
I had one after I had it the first time, yeah.
Okay. So just make sure you get them regularly. And, you know, if you have any questions, use a condom also.
All right. Let me ask this. There is this sort of... wives' tale about women loosening up.
Ridiculous.
From having sex. But, you know, we talk about how a woman, if she's nervous...
That's right.
Be a little vaginismus in there,
so
right?
The loosening may just be being able to relax.
Right, so in a sense...
But there's no mechanical, I mean...
But it is, ultimately, ends up like... It's like saying, well, when you open your hand, it's not like your muscles get looser in your hand. I mean, it's like if I held my hand like this and I loosen them up, it's not like my fingers get yoked out. It's just that I relax my grip a little bit.
Right, right.
So, but essentially...
One, with the tight grip, you ain't going in.
Huh?
At all.
What are you doing with your fist now? That's part of his rap, the fisting thing.
Fisting?
It gets to that.
Yeah, whoa.
We're down the rap road with Drew. This date number, like, 30, 35. That's when the fist part of the rap comes in. We just skip the head there. That's all. No, what I'm saying is if we talk to people all the time, they're like, well, now she's loosened up because she's been with a bunch of partners. But you end up relaxing, and it feels like you're loosening up.
Maybe.
Know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you.
Mm-hmm.
porn stars can't even get a little looser?
Well, my point
I don't
is,
know. I don't watch pornography.
That's part of my rap.
That's my rap.
That is a rap, man. Yeah. That is a rap.
Yeah. I don't think exploiting women sexually is provocative. Sorry if I'm crazy.
That's a rap. What were we talking
That's
about?
That's my rap.
The women, part of the women's anatomy is designed to handle the head of a child and then go back to normal. Mm. Okay,
that's going out, though. The head's out.
Head goes out.
Going out.
Yeah. But, I mean, you're talking about, you know, yay big versus, you know, substantially less stress on the system. So
Right.
And it still goes back to normal most of the time. So, I mean, it's just the idea that I think men want to think that they can do that to a woman. They have some sort of fantasy that they can do that.
I think there's also the idea that we want to be able to tell
it's a marking.
Yeah, it's
some sort of weird marking
around or something.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's real old.
Yeah.
It has to do with some sort of tribal superstition.
Right.
All right. Steve?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's up?
I'm going out with this chick. We've been going out for about 4 months now, and we're finally making it public. And the thing is, I don't know how impressed her parents.
I saw the blurb in USA Today. Did you catch that?
No, I missed it.
Oh, yeah. It's on the...
Steve? Steven?
Yeah. It was a front of the lifestyle section.
Wow.
You didn't catch it?
Fine.
Steven's called 17-year-old Steven from Kansas going public.
It's in the trash. I'm going to go get it.
Yeah.
I can tell you what it said.
Oh, okay, good.
I cut it out. I put it on the fridge. We'll read it during the break.
Excellent. I can't wait.
It's a nice piece, Steve. You came across well.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so what's up?
But anyways, her parents are like man-hating Quakers. I'm Celtic, and she's all like clean-cut like her parents are, and I have a mohawk. I don't know how
What year are we in? Are we in the
1180.
We're in 1180?
Yeah.
They're Quakers. You're Celtic. Tori's a Shaker. That's great. What's a Celtic thing? What
does that mean in 2004?
Yeah.
And what does that have to do with a mohawk?
Oh, no. It's just religion clashing. Like, she's, like, really, like, in, like, her parents are, like, really into it. And, like...
In the Quakers.
Yeah.
Quakers are sort of Amish-ish, but not quite.
Yeah.
I mean, would you say they're not quite that far?
Oh, yeah, right.
They're Amish with technology.
Yeah. That's Amish with TV.
Shower, yeah.
Yeah. Fanny pack.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, and you're Celtic, so what's that mean?
Well, I was growing up Celtic, like me and my whole family are Celtic, and, you know, like...
Please say Celtic again and don't answer my goddamn question.
It means, like, Druid? What does it mean?
What does it mean?
Well, Wiccan.
You're Wiccan?
Yeah, you know.
You're a dude? That's for fat chicks.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
So you're
gay.
So you, that just means your family screwed up and pissed off, right?
I think.
Yeah.
So.
Yes, that's what it means. Yeah.
Okay. So what's wrong with your family? Why are they angry?
Well, they're not. They're stoners.
Stoners. Yeah.
Stoners.
Yeah,
all right. So they're hippies.
Yeah.
That's all. It's really their religion is being sort of lazy and angry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A hippie is sort of, but people don't know this, but my family's this way. It's where it's where Lazy Avenue and Angry Street cross.
Yeah.
And people just think it's laid back, but it's really sort of angry and lazy. It's, I'm depressed, I can't get out of bed, but I'm going to blame it on the man.
Right.
It's basically what it is.
Right. So it's a lot of blaming on the outside world for how you feel.
Yeah. I could look for a job, but I'm not because the man's holding me down. Steve?
Yeah.
And really, an underlying is a deep depression.
Yeah,
really, too.
Depression, too. All right, so Steve.
Yeah.
How about you put down your Wiccan, I don't know what you guys have, baskets? That might be wicker.
Wicca?
Yeah. Put down the wick, and she can put
the
down.
It'd be a broom, wouldn't it?
You put down the broom, and she puts down the can
state?
Of oats. And you guys bury the hatchet and move forward.
Are you a very religious person, Steve?
Not really.
Okay. Is she a very religious person?
My girlfriend?
Yes.
Oh, no. She's not religious at all.
So really her problem is your parents see a guy in a mohawk and they're freaked out, her parents.
Yeah.
So how about just letting them get to know you as a person and maybe tone down your appearance a little bit if your girlfriend's somebody you really like and you truly want to impress the parents. If that's really your goal to impress the parents,
yes.
You can do that.
Grow your
but
hair
you're going to have to look like a normal person.
Please do that.
And I know you want to be an individual, because everybody with a mohawk is doing it to be an individual, yet they all look like the same.
Just like the guys with all the piercings and all the tats.
Yeah, so do let him be Steve. It's fine.
And grow your hair out, you idiot. Just dress like a human being, would you? Stop expressing yourself, all you a-holes. Drive me nuts. This guy's, he's got attitude. Look at him. People, you really want to express who you are by your haircut or the way you dress, the music that comes pouring out of your car window? Here's your job. We shouldn't know you're alive. Here's who, should know you're alive. Quiet down. Your boss, your wife, your kids.
Should know.
They should know. And your neighbor and your friend.
And anybody that does come in contact with you, they should...
I don't want to know what you're into by passing
you
on the street.
You should have an appreciative experience.
I don't want to smell you.
No.
Yeah. I these guys with these huge dreads and their head smells like ass. You can stand behind them in line and you're about to puke because they got a bird goddamn nest on their head. Or Mr. Rockabilly guy, or Mr. Sports guy, Mr. Whatever guy. Just stop it. Just keep it to yourself, would you? You idiots. Stop it. I don't want to know you're into extreme sports, all right? Take the racks off the car. Take the bumper stickers off. Just stop it. That's everyone. Just put on a pair of sweatpants.
Calm down.
Fanny pack, sweatpants.
Tori disagrees, strangely.
I do, yeah.
What are you into?
I just think that's funny, because maybe they look at you and think the same thing about you.
They can't. I don't do anything.
Maybe you're too normal looking.
Yeah, but... To say I'm nothing is not exactly a visual assault. You know what I mean? I mean, just wear a pair of pants and a shirt. You shouldn't be trying to convince anyone of anything by the boots you're wearing. That's all I'm saying.
Well, maybe his group of friends, you know, they're all like
idiots.
That, and he wants to fit in.
Idiots. Whenever I see someone trying to make a statement that way, I just think this guy's overcompensating. He doesn't feel comfortable in his own skin, so he's got to, like, pick a team. See what I'm saying? It feels like compensation. I wish the world would start shunning these guys, and you women would stop having sex with these guys.
They're interesting.
They're interesting until you scrape past their very thin veneer, and then there's nothing there. It's just the guy with the fanny pack who cheats. That's all you got. Right?
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing there. Here's how you know there's nothing there. They're showing you everything. It's all window dressing. If there was something there, they wouldn't have to do all the tats and the piercings and the whole thing. They'd leave that at home.
Maybe they're very creative people. And
they are exquisitely uncreative people. That's the ironic part.
But,
you think they would be creative.
But wait a minute. But what they are letting you know is they got energy. And they're angry.
They do got energy. They got
and
angry.
People like
they're
that.
A little angry.
They're, so they're letting you know
they're
that's
not necessarily
there.
Angry.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of them are.
Yeah.
The other ones just got, you know, I got stuff. We're going to have a good time. You know, we're not just going to, you know, go home and put in a Salisbury steak hungry man and you watch
and
me
wait
watch.
To die like you.
No, you can watch me watch TiVo. And once you watch in the set, you watch me, you actually see.
And once a week, you'll break out the Survivor dance.
Yo, hey, yo, yo, yo. Had to do that tonight.
Oh.
All right. Tori Wilson is here tonight. Professional wrestler, cover of Playboy magazine. Oh, Drew.
Yeah.
Drew's got to do a little plug-in.
A little plug-away. This is, once again, the Girl Next Door promotion. Our listeners did not... They came through a little bit better than the night before, but still woeful. Really
woeful.
Woeful. Shameful.
Woeful.
Shameful. Really.
Shameful.
Seriously. You got it?
Woeful.
Sign up at girlnextdoortickets@earthlink.net. Girlnextdoortickets@earthlink.net. Get passes to come to the April 7th screening of this movie, The Girl Next Door, at the Arclight in Hollywood. And for any caller 17 years of age or older who gets on the air tonight, we will send them a pair of tickets to see this film near them.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
All right.
Opens April 9th.
Now I think Tori's dating a new guy. It's like Rockabilly, or he's got a bunch of tats or earrings or something.
I married him, actually.
Oh, no. Oh,
and he's
baby.
A big stud.
Oh, baby doll. Shave? Does he shave himself?
Yes.
Wrestler?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, look. First off, I don't want to talk too much smack because, you know, he's a huge fan, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Number one. Number two, although I would box him.
You what? You would box him?
Would you kick his butt? Yes, I would. I can guarantee you that.
Oh, he doesn't know how to box, so...
That's right. But he would body slam me. But here's the thing.
Get frustrated, just throw himself
You got to shave yourself for your sport.
That's different.
Yeah, like,
that's
different. If you're a swimmer.
Yeah.
Yeah, swimmer,
diver.
Wrestler, or even gay, because that's what it takes.
That's your sport.
It becomes a way of life. And hey, if that's what's going to take to separate you. You know, a lot of guys and chaps at that bar, you got the one with the clean-shaved ass. You know what I'm saying? If that's what it takes, that's what it takes. Okay. I'm talking about the hetero guys. All right, let's take a break here.
Yeah.
Let's regroup.
Good times.
Tori, you want to regroup with us?
Yeah. Okay. Yes, please.
Take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Tori Wilson, the beautiful Tori Wilson, is here tonight. She's on the March cover of Playboy, which is out as we speak. Wait a minute. March, April. April should be out now,
No,
right?
I think this week it changed.
Oh, baby doll. But this is one of the hottest-selling issues of this decade, Drew.
Wow. Yes?
Now, this decade...
4 years into this decade or the last 10 years?
Maybe we start in 1994 and we just go to the end.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hot selling. Former Miss Galaxy and, of course, Thursday nights on UPN's SmackDown. All right. Let me say this, Drew. Drew's been yapping in my ear about the FCC and he's all worried about it. I told him I don't want to hear about any of that nonsense But they're worried that Drew's worried. Well, here's what happens with Drew. Drew likes to, he's a Jewish mother hen. He just likes to worry and fret and wring his hands and always worry about what happens. And if someone says, like, hey, look out, he'll just, he'll go screaming. The night all this horrible FCC stuff went down after the Janet Jackson thing and all that kind of stuff, we got a little talking to about, mellowing out. Drew didn't talk for the first 20 minutes. He just nodded his head. He's sick. Drew meant, hey, if I don't open my mouth, I'm not going to get fired for at least a week. If I start talking, we could be out of here in a matter of hours. But they have not focused on violence, to the best of my knowledge. And I know there's no violence on radio, but I was thinking about wrestling and how all this stuff had affected them or not.
It has, yeah.
Well, you guys have a lot of sex in your sport as well, and I'm sure that's what they focused on. I had not seen, and as an atheist, I always find this horribly ironic that UPN runs Conan the Barbarian uncut for 2 hours on a Sunday night, and the only letter they get is a boob was exposed. Meanwhile, Conan lopped off 30 or 40 heads, and no one said anything. I imagine with the wrestling, it's more the sexual part of it that the FCC or the powers that be are having trouble with, and less the pile driving part.
Lot of that actually has changed over the past year, as far as violence and everything. You know, the men have touched the women.
Sure.
And, thrown them down. They don't do that anymore.
It's a natural part of wrestling. You grab a boob. Yeah. No, that's how it goes. You gotta give the kiddies what they want, you know? I mean, it is. It's funny. I mean, it's sort of natural. I don't know why it took so long for wrestling to sort of spin off in a slightly more sexual direction. If you think about who's watching it, what's on the minds of the people that are watching it, guys wearing underpants or greased up going at it, how long is that going to go on before we start getting some boobs into the mix? And who's going to complain about this? You know what I mean? It's like... It's like serving beer at a ball game. How many seasons before you bust open the keg? You know, who you're going to offend by serving some beer? You know, this is exactly what these people... I'm surprised it didn't come in the 50s, you know?
Right. Well, it did. It came in as the woman carrying the number of the ring around.
Yeah. Which, in boxing, they never show, by the way. They're always in the corner with the guy. Like, hey, come on. It's gonna look, once in a while, you catch
they
a
don't?
Little ass or thigh. No, they don't.
They
well, not on TV.
Oh.
They're always right into the corner, and it's always the announcer. And it's the Mexican fighter and the announcer, and the guy has the same voice. So it's, you're not trying hard enough. You've got to throw more punches. First off, I don't need this translated. This is I imagine this is what goes on in the corner. Try harder, throw more punches. And it's just weird how much of nothing goes on in the. You'd think it would be something very specific,
like Rocky, where.
The fighter would be saying, cut me, and Mick would be saying, I'm going to throw in the towel. Or your kids in, your kids being held hostage in the gang. No, it's always like, you've got to try harder. He's trying harder than you. Yeah, it's real boring. And it's the same guy who does all the translations, Drew. But anyway, they should start showing the ring girl. I agree. So,
definitely.
You guys had to reel in the sexuality a little bit.
Yeah.
But the violence, and this is my point, violence, no big deal. And I've not heard anyone talk about violence.
I think it has. I think it has made a difference in violence.
But
I mean, you don't see blood like you used to.
Really?
Mm-mm, yeah.
All right.
I mean,
right. You
used to see blood every night.
Well, that's true. Not personally. Yeah. So I got a venereal disease.
Oh my god.
Lena?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yes.
What's happening?
I have a question for Dr. Drew and for you, Adam, but that's afterwards. I have, like, these bumps down there. It's not, like, a lot of them. It's three of them. And, like, one I've had for, like, 7 months, and two I've recently discovered.
They're on your skin?
Yeah.
Are they, like, kind of like zits?
That's what I thought. I thought they were just, like, maybe ingrown hairs.
They're that kind of thing. It's a carbuncle, basically.
Okay.
Or folliculitis. It's all the same kind of thing.
Yeah?
Like,
yeah.
Sometimes I squeeze them and, like, some stuff will pop out or something.
Yeah.
Is it like pus or is it clear?
Pus.
Yeah, so there you go.
Why, if it's clear, you think it's herpes?
Yeah, it's just other things. But if it's, you know, if white comes out, then that's what that is.
Yeah, carbuncle. That's nice.
Okay. Nice.
Well, no, I mean, I used to have a little thing on my back that would fill up every once in a while and squeeze it out, be like a little toothpaste.
That's
nice.
Toothpaste. That's a sebaceous cyst. That's different.
Nice.
Yeah.
Satisfying.
It's fun to squeeze.
Yeah, it's nice. It's gone now. I tell you, I had this idea. Tori, be honest with me. I'm telling you, it could be a moneymaker. I take guys who got zits on their backs and shoulders, and I pair them up with chicks with long nails who can't stop, you know, because women go nuts. You know, a guy takes his shirt off. Like, you want to know how to torture a woman? Torture a woman, take a guy, have the guy take his shirt off, have a nice big old zit on his back, and then just have the woman just duct tape her to a chair. Must get to zit. Just turning into Hulk, veins coming out of her forehead, tearing the tape, breaking out. The women go insane to pop a back zit. I like popping a zit myself, but for women,
I think the big old sebaceous cyst is probably more what people are into, where you can really just get that.
There's nothing better, and it's great going.
There are better things. No, let's be fair.
True. Nothing in life. Nothing in life. There's nothing like popping a good zit.
There's nothing like it, but there are other things better.
Well, the point is women love it.
This is back to our grooming heritage as primates.
Here's what I do. I get together a bunch of guys with bad backs and a bunch of women with long nails who like to pick, and I start making some money. I tell the guys, look.
5 minutes.
I'm going to need $75 for you to get these hot chicks to go at your back. Then I go to the chicks. Yeah, I got some guys with some real doozies.
$25
from you. And I'm just laughing like a maniac. I create a safe and sterile environment. I pump in some Muzak. You have some Kenny G blowing in the background. I give you some latex gloves and a little
peroxide.
A little peroxide and a cotton ball. You guys go at it. You partner up.
That
you know
sounds
what I mean?
Fun, but I would never want to pick someone's back that I don't know.
You say
that's
that
disgusting.
Now.
Well,
you say that now.
Show them lunch first.
Yeah.
Get them to know each other.
Oh, you wrestle. What do you? I drive a truck. Wow, that's interesting. My father used to do. Hey, before you know it, you're thick as thieves. And
hey, turn around.
Let's go to your back. Yeah.
Turn around.
Let's look at you. And you say that. You say that until I take a stranger and just turn him to you, and that thing's just winking at you, just beckoning.
Oh, you're right, yeah.
Like heroin to a junkie. Just come on. Come get me.
It's a crackpot.
You want me, don't you? Yeah, you go after it eventually. Look at her. She's getting uncomfortable. Thinking about a sand. Thinking about that nail going in there. Yeah, true. This is a real moneymaker for
sure
me.
I'm sure of it.
Real moneymaker.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, we start selling videos.
Oh.
But I would watch a
websites.
Video. Big.
You would watch that?
Zits gone wild. Just pow. Just big zits erupting, hot chicks, high heels, snapping zits in the back.
To some John Philip Sousa's March. <Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na>.
Be great. I would watch a video. Okay, here's, I swear, okay. I would watch a video. True, you can score it. Now, quiet. I will watch a video that had like 20 of the greatest zit eruptions ever. You know what I mean? Just boom. Just pow. In the eye, in the mirror. You know what I mean?
I'm going to vomit.
All right, but you know what I'm saying? You could not turn away. You could not turn away.
Yeah, I think I could. On video, it's different. When you're doing it for yourself, that's one thing.
Well, that's what a woman picks a man's it for herself. Like she wears panties, nice lingerie. That's for her.
Men just need to watch.
Not for the guy.
They need
not
to see.
For the guy.
Whatever.
Right.
Yeah. Pete?
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Did what's her name have a question?
She had one for you, yeah.
No. Uh-oh.
That means she's... Oh, uh-oh. That's Peter.
What's going on?
Six.
Oh, am I touching the wrong one?
Yeah. So that means she's gone.
Oh.
That means they're talking to somebody else in that
one. Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. Drew, you know so much about the phone. Pete?
Yeah.
All right, 24, Germany or Florida?
Well, wait, somebody's from Florida is in the room here with us. Let's explain it to her.
Well,
she should be good at this.
Here's how the game is played. First, let's hear the theme song, Anderson. Do you have that?
Germany or Florida?
Is Anderson here?
It's Ken.
It must be Ken, yeah.
Oh, that's Ken?
Yeah, Ken, we have a new theme.
Oh,
we have a new theme. That was about 6 months ago.
Yeah, that was your dad's.
Yes.
10 of them. Well, play them all. That was your dad's theme. Let's hear the next. Let's hear the next one. What's Tori Amos? Yeah.
Germany or Florida?
Is that Pink?
No, that was Tori Amos again. I think, was it? Jump ahead to 10, Ken. Come on.
Leave 10. Ken,
we're trying to get to the one that.
Oh,
well,
we
most
got,
recent.
We got Pink. We got
10.
Play the.
Dag, give us Dag.
No, we don't want Dag, you idiot. We want the Diddy. Come on, Drew.
It's not labeled.
Things are sick and twisted from too
Thank
much
you.
Sun and Nazis. Sex, meth, and death fetishes. Both of them have got these. Guaranteed not to bore you. Germany or Florida.
What's that one labeled, Ken? Al. All right.
Of course.
Yeah. There's a method to Anderson's madness. All right, Germany or Florida. All bizarre stories, usually involving a crime, emanate from either Germany or Florida. We hear the story and then decide. Is it Germany or Florida?
Okay.
Pete?
Yeah. All right, you ready?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Unable to capture a crow that had attacked a woman and a young girl, police went to a secret weapon, getting the bird drunk on cat food soaked in high alcohol fruit schnapps. Bird was
schnapps.
Completely smashed, said a police spokesperson. Adding that the crow was sleeping off its hangover in a local animal shelter.
All right.
There's a couple things.
Heard the word schnapps.
Schnapps.
And
a police spokesman. That's not a Floridian thing.
Well, they have spokespeople.
They have cops.
All right. And the crows, here's the thing in Florida. If a bird attacks someone in Florida, that
buckshot.
Person shoots them.
Buckshot, yeah.
Because everyone's packing.
Yeah.
We're going Germany. Tori, Germany or Florida?
Germany, definitely.
Now, you don't have to agree with us.
No, nope, I definitely agree.
You're going Germany?
Yep.
All right, true?
No,
Germany?
She'd have killed the crow by then.
All right, Germany.
Fair enough.
Germany?
Pete?
Yep.
Germany or
Germany.
Florida? Thank
it
you.
It is Germany.
All right. It's important not to work schnapps or hosen into the question. Just say got the bird drunk. Although, I'm sure there's a fair amount of people strung out on, like, the peppermint schnapps in the Florida area.
But they wouldn't admit it.
I'll tell you, I had this bird-related idea. Tori could probably appreciate it. Maybe better than my zit-popping idea. Perhaps. I sit around. Half the guys I eat lunch with are on this Atkins diet now, you know? And it's really ridiculous because when we eat pizza for lunch, they scrape the cheese and the anchovy and the pepperoni off into this ball of greasy, artery-clogging calories and then eat that and put the thing somewhere. Now, if you knew nothing about the Atkins diet and you saw them scraping the top of the pizza off, it would look like a comedy routine because you'd see him scraping the pizza. You go, oh, I guess he's on a diet. He's counting his calories. Then he would start eating what he scraped off, and you'd be laughing like, man, you think you're watching Mexican television. You know, this is hysterical.
He'd have to dress like a bee.
He'd be dressed like a bee. So, anyway, I start watching this, and I see now these guys, you know, they get the hamburger, they pull the bun out, the cheese out, and they got the bun, they throw that away, and the pizza carcass gets tossed, and all this stuff, and the croutons get picked out of the salad. And I thought, these guys need a bird.
Oh, nice.
Because, you know, birds love this crap.
What
they love. They love the croutons and the buns, and you see the old people picking them at the park, and it breaks my heart that you scrape all these pizzas off, and you take all the buns off, and it just goes right into the garbage. You can't really do anything with it. I don't want your bun with your little mayonnaise on it. I'm not going to eat that. You know, I'd eat a burger, but I'm not going to. And it just all gets. Here's the thing. It's getting tossed. Like, we're tossing millions of tons of just, you know, buns and pizza and crust and croutons now because people just order and then they just modify. They don't order a hamburger minus the bun. They just order a hamburger and throw away the bun.
Yeah.
If we got these people a bird.
Yeah. And plus, there's so much hunger in America, Adam, with all that wasted bread.
Yeah.
We could...
We give them a bird or a fat guy. Yeah. Either way, we assign them. We pair them up. So here's a guy, and he's just sitting there, and he's on the Atkins diet, and he's got an ostrich.
What happens
when he goes off, though?
He's got to get rid of the bird.
He
eats the bird. He fattens the bird up, eating the empty carbs, and then eventually fattens the bird up and eats the bird.
Good time.
Yeah, but it could be a finch or a macaw. Yeah, it could be any bird. They all eat buns. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a genius.
What I do. That's
genius.
A great idea. Am I
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Now let's move along.
It's really okay.
Genius.
You get your own bird.
There we go.
You're like a pirate. It's great. And I train my bird to say things. He's on my shoulder. You know what I'm saying?
It's fantastic.
All right. Let's take a break.
Yeah.
Troy Wilson here tonight. Let's see. What night is it? SmackDown. Oh, we already missed it. Is it Thursday?
Yep.
Yeah, well, next Thursday. Watch the UPN SmackDown. She'll be getting someone in a suplex. I will take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Tori Wilson is here tonight. She can be found on the cover of the March edition of Playboy, as well as on the SmackDown, UPN, Thursday nights. And it's April 1st, you know?
Yeah.
I was thinking about some kind of April Fools-y thing.
You're too late.
You just gave it away.
No way. He's not going to do that.
No, that
too much effort.
Yeah.
No way.
I don't like playing jokes on people anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Call somebody.
Should have done something. Yeah, it's too easy. Call someone and F with them. And I appreciate the fact that no one did anything to me.
Yeah.
Thus far. Yeah?
Mm.
It's good. Drew?
Yeah, my kids were screwing me all day.
Oh, they were?
Yeah.
Nice.
My daughter announced that she was going to stop ice skating. I was like, yes. She goes,
April Fools.
It's like, you can buy the TV. I'm like, yes.
Yeah. The skates are very expensive in ice skating, Tori. Well, you know, you must have started out doing something, right?
Well, with like gymnastics. $10 skates.
Oh, but you did. You ice skated?
In McCall, yeah. We had a little...
But no competing.
Outdoor. No. There was nothing like that in Idaho.
But you had...
wait a minute. Sun Valley is known for that outdoor rink.
Yeah, but I was in McCall. Mm. They didn't have much.
Point taken.
How far is McCall from Sun Valley?
Four hours.
Yeah, about 4 hours.
Oh, okay. So, but you had your own skates. That's nice.
Yeah.
Right, go down to the lake. Yeah.
A
rink.
Outside rink at the elementary school.
I didn't know. Like, I don't know if stuff's cheaper now, or maybe I'm just running with a faster crowd. But owning your own bowling ball, for instance, like if you own your own bowling ball, you're a professional bowler. You didn't right. own your own ball unless you were on the tour.
Right.
You could have been on a seniors tour or something like that. But owning your own skates meant you're a professional skater, hockey player, whatever. Like, I didn't know anyone who owned, you know.
Yeah, you lived in North Hollywood.
Weird.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, be fair.
Having golf clubs was crazy. Once in a while, I'd go to one of my friends' house. Their dad had golf clubs.
That was a big deal.
What do you do? Take those from the... No, those are his. Well, he's got to get them back, though, right?
Confusing.
Is he on the tour? He's doing tour, right? He's doing tour? It's like, no, normal people just go buy stuff and bring it home. You understand?
Not Corollas.
Oh.
Jules, 23.
Losers. Jules?
I'm here.
Yeah.
You're 23?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always been looking for a guy that likes to sex as much as me, and... This guy.
She's calling from Idaho, by the way, Tori.
Yes, I am.
She is?
Yeah.
Yes, oh, cool.
Where in Idaho are you?
Boise.
Oh.
Yeah. So. You have to be.
That's where our station is. Where our affiliate is, by the way.
Maybe you know my brother.
He out in Boise? What's he doing? Roofing?
Oh, he's a big partier.
Uh-oh.
It hits the Boise scene a lot.
You talked to Drew during the commercial.
This is where the whole tat thing comes from.
Is he single?
Yeah. Yes, he is. He's very cute. Yes, he loves
sex. Right on, because I'm pretty hot, too, so hey.
All right.
Yeah. Unless he's, if he has half the genetic hand Tori had dealt to her, he's a Adonis. But what's he do? Something in construction?
No, actually, he goes to school at BSU.
BSU.
Oh, wow.
Boise State. Yeah. All right. He'll be in construction about 18 months. Jules, maybe to hook up, huh?
What?
Okay. So you like sex a lot.
Yes. And I'm not like a freak, like whips and chains and stuff. I'm a freak. Like, I like to put costumes on, like schoolgirl outfits and stuff like that.
All right. All right.
And I'm a security guard, so I have a security guard outfit anyway.
Yeah.
And, uh-oh. Yep.
Well, it was like, for me, it was like, cha-ching, she just put on 40 pounds.
No, I'm not.
Yep, that's how it works. That's how it works. Here's what I did. She started off at 132, and then she's like, I'm calling from Boise. Cha-ching, she's up to 152. I'm security guard. 196 now. Oh, she's got to tell me she likes black powder rifles. Cha-ching, that hops into like 250. You know, just keep, I'm into the Wicca religion. Now we're into the fours. I know guys do this, right? You just,
yes, that's
she said
do.
Security. You ching, 40 pounds. It's got thrown right under a scale, right? Very sad. Very sad, Drew, that you have to judge. Very sad that you feel compelled to judge. I don't judge. That's
you must
me.
Not. Judge not.
I don't even judge people like you who judge.
Of course not.
That's
you
part
can't.
Of his
you
rap. That's part of his rap, Dirk.
That's your rap to not
Tori
judge.
Wilson here tonight. Sexy, beautiful Tori Wilson. We're going to take a quick break. We'll get back with Jules. Maybe set him up with your brother.
Oh, yeah.
All right? All after this. Buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Tori Wilson is here tonight. You can see her on Thursday night SmackDown on UPN. Also on the cover of this last month's. I don't know. Maybe it's still on the newsstand, or maybe they've had a little changing of the guard. She's on the cover with Sable. Yeah. How's China doing? We just brought her up during the commercial.
I honestly don't really know her. I've seen her at the mansion a few times.
Ah, Playboy Mansion.
Yeah.
Not the pro wrestler's mansion.
No, not Vince McMahon's mansion.
Yeah. Have you ever been to Vince McMahon's house?
I haven't, no. I'd love to see it.
He's got to live in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Florida or
he
New Jersey?
In Connecticut.
Connecticut.
Yeah.
Near the city?
Stanford.
Stanford.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Gotta have a nice nice pad over there,
yeah?
Yeah?
Oh,
yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Got to be a little weird over there, too, though.
At his house?
Yeah. Strikes me as a very weird guy.
Mm.
Ever get weird on you?
No, he hasn't. But he has a very strong presence. He's very intimidating. It's amazing to see these huge, big guys be so intimidated by this man. They make fools of themselves sometimes.
Well, he's very charismatic. And he's got a ton of money. And he can...
He controls all the stuff, yeah.
Yeah, so. He takes... Take these guys, and next thing you know, they're checking IDs out front of a Hooters.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just send them back to the bouncer world. Because, you know, big guys, they got wrestling, they got bouncing. And then
some of them have educations and other...
No.
But...
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you got the guys. He's the money manager with the fanny pack. Would you like a card? Zip.
You're going to have about 30 wrestlers outside when you get done.
That would be a bad thing. It's all right. I'm driving the Mini Cooper tonight. They respect that. They love a guy in a gay car. Jules?
Yeah?
Okay, so Jules, tell us about the boyfriend now.
Oh, yeah. Security guard from Idaho. Yes.
Well, actually, he's not from Idaho. He's from Boston. But he doesn't like to have sex a lot. And I do.
Yeah. What does a lot mean?
Well, like... I'll wake up in the middle of the night and I'll be like, I'll like surprise him by going down on him and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then when it comes to having sex, he's all, nah.
at that point, you mean, in the middle of the night?
Middle of the night, that can be erotic, but it's also can be tough, especially during the winter months. You know, you're really nestled in, you're asleep, you know what I mean?
And so this happens every night?
No, it doesn't happen every night, but, like, sometimes in the morning or when we're going to bed or we're cuddling on the couch. And he knows. He, like, teases me and then expects me not to react with that, and he knows better not to tease me. But
well, wait a minute. He teases you by sawing logs while you blow him?
No. We'll be, like, watching a movie, okay? And he'll, like, start kissing my neck or, you know, rubbing his hand between my legs. And then he knows he's teasing. And then I'm
so,
like...
So when you get aroused, you're sort of like a male this way. When you get aroused, you have to finish.
Can you say that?
Jules, no, you can't say that on the radio.
You scream the F word and then want to know if that...
If that's okay.
Yeah. By the way, how much of the F word do you hear on the radio that you people think it's... we get that all the time, the S word and the F word, and they're like, what? Like... Have you ever heard the F word while you're just driving your car along and you hear the F word coming on the radio? we use it in advertising. McDonald's would be using it if you could use it.
And by the way, in
the
this,
F and Shamrock Shakes are coming.
In this legislation that's coming through now, you can't say F'n or F word or S word. Any innuendo is considered as offensive as the actual word.
No, don't worry.
Yeah.
No.
Isn't that ridiculous?
No.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen. What do you think this is, communist Germany, Drew? Yeah. Hold on now. I gotta yell at Jules some more. Jules.
What?
All right, first off, were you abused? You got that little girl voice. You sound like you're sexually abused.
No, I'm not abused.
You had no sexual abuse, molestation when you were growing up?
Oh, no. My brothers, I have all older brothers, and they would have killed somebody if that happened.
Yeah, including themselves?
Probably.
Okay. So your dad's good?
No, that's never happened.
Okay.
My dad wasn't around, so.
All right.
All right, but the point is that she's, you know.
Where's your dad? Where'd he go?
He's dead.
Hmm. What'd he die of?
Cancer.
Yeesh.
How old were you when that happened?
Huh? I was 5.
Are you?
Yeah,
that's tough. That's bad times.
But my brothers, you know, they brought me up to be respectful. I'm not like a girl that.
Oh, no, you're a perfect lady yelling the F word 10 seconds ago on the radio.
But
yeah, she's Heloise, this one. She should write a book. Etiquette.
Enchanted.
Yes, here, stick your pinky out when you're drinking tea. Lady always crosses her legs when she sits down. And
her nighttime. Ambush is quite ladylike,
too. Just screamed the F word on the radio a second ago.
All right, listen, this is, again, what mystifies men. Is that there's Jules in the world, and then there's other women that just could not be further from that in terms of their responsiveness.
Right.
And that's, again, men are mystified by that, but that's the reality, that there's a lot of diversity amongst women in their response. Jules has more of an engine going than her boyfriend.
Yeah.
And the boyfriend seems to have a little bit of a... I'll use a strong word, sadistic pleasure, in seeing her frustrated.
Well, at least that's how she reads it.
It sounds like a little bit.
And it does seem
and
weird.
It may be sort of a cover, a defense for him not being able to keep up with her.
Yeah.
It's a way of sort of compensating for that.
Yeah, I can't. Jules is like a bad tooth I can't stop flicking with my tongue. Jules?
I think you guys are making excuses for him.
Wait, no, I'm not. I'm not at all. I'm explaining why it is, and I don't think it's a good thing.
Yeah.
He seems to have glee in seeing your frustration.
How much?
That's not okay.
How much do you weigh, Jules?
Me? I weigh about 143 pounds.
143?
Yeah.
All right. How tall are you?
I'm about 5'8".
Ooh. That's a nicely built woman there. All right. Just checking.
You accepted that without radio adjustment?
I did.
Wow.
That's right.
That's never happened before.
That's the new Adam. It's not that he accepts. He doesn't care.
That's not the new Adam.
He doesn't care. There's
That's
a new
not
Adam
new.
He doesn't care.
That's not new.
The old Adam didn't care, but would still care enough to yell at the people who tried to lie to me on the radio. The new Adam is more Gandhi-esque.
All right, so
he does not care.
Here's the deal, Jules. You have a right to assert certain things in the relationship that you're at least your biological need. At least he appreciates what you're actually asking from him. That he kind of step up. And we say this to women, too, in terms, as it pertains to men.
Yeah.
Is that he shows some empathy, some appreciation for what it is that you need and your biology needs. And he needs to help take care of that with you.
Yeah. There you go. Jerry?
Yeah?
17?
Yeah.
You have a question for Tori?
Yeah, but before I get to that, I want to ask Dr. Drew, what's the name of his book that came out?
Cracked.
Cracked? Okay, and what's your full name so I can... I want to go to Barnes & Noble and see if I could find it there.
It's Drew Pinsky, P-I-N-S-K-Y.
Drew Pinsky?
Pinsky, yeah. P-I-N.
If you look in the boring section of the, most bookstores have a boring section.
If you just look up cracked, it pops right up on Amazon and wherever.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, I had a question for Tori. I don't know if she'd know this or not, but when I was...
Hold on a second.
What?
I just realized I couldn't run a bookstore because I couldn't stand all those lackeys sitting around reading my product and not ever buying anything. Twice a year I go into a bookstore and a place is packed full of losers just sitting there actually just moving from one book to the next one, magazine in it. They got a cup of coffee that they didn't buy from me. They bought it up the street at Starbucks. Now they're on hour number 9 of camping out my aisle. Like, I would just go down like, hey, you. Yeah, you with the suede patches. Out. Out.
Like,
seen your
like,
ass
like
in
casino.
Here. Yeah, get out. Let's go. Either you start playing or you're out. I seen your ass in here with your mock turtleneck for like the last every day for the last 2 weeks. Now get your ass out of here. You bought nothing. You bought a goddamn bookmarker. Cost 99 cents. Get out. I reading the book, reading the magazines. That's the product. Like, I mean, if I can read a magazine just standing there at the stand and put it back. All right, I'm done. Do you know what I mean?
So at least they ought to leave with something.
I don't want your ass in the store unless you're buying something.
Yeah.
I get right on the PA and start yelling at it, everybody. Don't make me release my wild monkey that will attack all of you. It'll get all on your heads. Tori, I would have a monkey that would just run up and jump on top of it and land on your head and just
grab your ears,
pull your glasses off, gnaw at your ears. I'd say anyone who's stationary, you grab them. I tell the monkey that. And then I have my car bird go after you, too. Big macaw flying over.
Yeah. Eat your pizza crust.
Eat your pizza crust.
Danny, what's up? Oh, no, Jerry.
Yeah.
So what's the question?
Question for Tori.
I read on the WWE webpage that originally Stacy Keibler and Jackie Greeden or something like that was going to be in the Playboy issue that was coming out. Mm-hmm. And it was even announced on Raw. But then when the book came out, they had Sable and Tori in it. And I want to know what happened there, or if she knew what happened.
They were never originally going to be in it.
So why did they announce it on TV, and was it on the WWE webpage?
It was, I don't know that it was on WWE webpage. If it was, it was a mistake. They did a storyline for WrestleMania. Sable and I wrestled against Jackie and Stacy Keibler, and the storyline was that they were jealous because they weren't in Playboy.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry...
Because I'm a big fan of Stacy Keibler.
Oh, yeah, she's great. Actually, she's my roommate here.
Oh, really?
She's gorgeous.
Well, Jerry, you can beat off to that, can't you? Yeah. Jerry.
Yeah.
Too late.
How many have you squeezed off to Stacy Keibler over the past 6 months?
I don't know. I don't really want to. My mom's in the other room listening.
All right. It's into the hundreds of thousands, so yes?
We call it TNTC.
Yeah. Right. I'll be sure to go home and tell Stacy that.
Too numerous to count.
Yeah, it's too much. Like it's like when you're talking to some patients, like how many Vicodin would you say you've taken over the years? It's just like I need help.
Yeah,
I need help. That's all you need to know, right?
A whole lot.
A whole lot. Well, a whole lot of loves. Yeah, like Pete Puma. All right. Yeah. Well, there you go.
There you go. What are you going to do? Fights all kinds.
Do? It absolutely does. Let me tell you something.
Please,
this internet, it's a double-edged sword. Like, you find out stuff that gets you excited, then once in a while you get burned by it. Like a couple months ago when someone at the office said, hey, there's this porn film with Gina Lee Nolan in it. It's going to be out in a few days. And
who,
I was like...
That?
Okay.
Baywatch girl.
See, all... Okay. Yeah, Drew doesn't know anything. But the point is, she's a smoking hot blonde chick. And I got my whacking bib on. I was like, let's go. When is that baby coming out? And every day, it'd be like, the video come out? That was 6 months ago. Nothing. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And that kind
tough.
Of stuff.
Yeah.
It's difficult. It's tough. It's hard to talk about. You know?
Can't you just imagine it?
Careful, those fighting words.
Now, I could have imagined it, but now you told me it was coming out.
Oh.
And now I'm angry. You see what I'm saying?
Have you had imagined anything since the advent of the VCR?
No.
Yeah.
I have not.
I didn't think so. Imagine getting yourself to the video store.
I masturbated me renting porn once. I remember clearly. I was walking toward the Odyssey video. It was very erratic, Drew. Just think about the movies.
Just thought about the Qantas hut filled with porn.
Yeah,
right.
It's huge. Mike.
Yeah.
You're 20.
Yeah.
All right.
First off, I want to say, hey guys, hey Tori, how's it going?
Hey.
Good.
Adam, I can't keep my girlfriend from popping blackheads on my face.
Yeah.
I try to hold her back. I can't stop her.
Wow.
Face
is tough.
Definitely.
Yeah, back is the domain of the woman because the back is it's really like some canvas that no one ever sees the painting on. You know what I mean? You're free to experiment on it.
Oh, right. You know, I can't reach the ones on my back, so she goes to town.
Yeah, that's her domain.
There you go.
Well, my question is, my girlfriend and I, we've been going out for about 9 months now, and we're kind of at the stage in our sex life where it's almost like the novelty stage where we're just kind of trying everything out, just kind of having fun and experimenting.
Sure.
And lately we've been toying with the idea of anal sex.
Here.
And
kick around the anal sex game for a while. Yeah.
I'm just kind of curious about, like, the health risks for her, because I'll be wearing a condom, so I'm not sure that I have anything to worry about, but I was just curious about the health risks for her.
So we can identify Mike by the one wearing the condom, okay?
Right.
Yeah.
You'll have the condom on. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Now, what about that, Drew? How does that work? And by the way, you got a chick who's already going after the blackheads on the nose. You know, you got a gamer. You know what I mean? She's not squeamish.
I was just checking.
Yeah, I got one for the long haul, definitely.
Yeah.
How old is she?
She's a keeper.
She's 17.
17.
That's legal in Colorado.
That's you're getting into the anal years after 15.
Jeez.
New TV show. Matthew Carlson.
All right.
All right, look, Mike. There are actually consequences, and some women have them and some do not. Basically, your body will tell you if you're doing something that's harmful by giving you pain, or hers will anyway. And, you can cause rips and tears and fistulas and carbuncles and I mean, it can be a mess.
Yeah.
What about any kind of, like, infection or any kind of, like, sickness or anything like that?
That's except for the fistulas, carbuncles, hemorrhoids, tears, and
no problem.
Stricturings, those are illnesses.
Okay.
All right.
And then they're pretty common.
Yeah.
So people kind
I didn't know she was 17. Here's the thing. 20 and 17, it's a little gappy there. A little gappy for the anal.
Yeah.
Too big anal gap.
Yeah.
Too big anal chasm. You can't build a bridge over that anal chasm.
No.
No.
Yeah, and this is...
Yeah, he's got to wait it out.
Yeah.
She got to be 18. I don't know why. It's too young.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Okay, here's the deal. If you're a 20-year-old guy and you're dating a 17-year-old, it's kind of an adult dating a high school girl, essentially. And whereas it may be legal in Colorado, where he's calling from, and maybe you guys are great, you know, you guys have fun, she picks your zits, so you're a good guy.
Behave as though you're dating
like a
17-year-old.
But you are dating someone who's
high school.
Three formative years younger than you are. Hold off on throwing out the anal card.
Mm.
Leave a little something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Tori, yes?
I say save it, yeah.
Save the anal.
Save the anal.
I agree. I'm going to start a campaign, Drew.
Wait till you're married.
Yeah, wait till you're married. Have something left. That's the way God wanted it. It's in the scriptures.
I just have an impulse again to revisit the rape.
No.
No?
No. Not going to revisit rape.
No.
That's not me.
No.
We got not circumcised up here. Been cutting for 10 years.
Well, we take five because it's been on hold for 85 minutes.
85 minutes?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. I'm going to take him when he's exactly 85 minutes. He's 84, 54, 55, 56. So it's great radio. 8, 9, and 85. Yeah, Peter.
Hey.
On hold for 85 minutes straight up, Drew. Look at that, buddy.
Straight up.
What's happening,
15
my man?
Minutes before 100.
You're 17.
Yeah, you guys are good people, you know. I got to wait up for y'all.
Thanks, brother. What's up?
I'm just going to say, man, Adam, it's an honor talking to you. That's amazing.
Yeah. Well, thanks. I feel the same about hearing myself.
Well, I mean, thanks for saying that. You know, I'm a pretty interesting guy.
Oh, obviously.
I mean, you know, masturbate chronically, but...
Yeah, well,
that makes you interesting.
You know,
it's short. That's shortcomings.
Yeah,
we can still get along.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, like I'm not circumcised, and how that's going to affect my future sex life, and you know, things like that. Like, how do I get that taken care of? thing. Mm-hmm. Like.
Well, you asked three different questions there. Right. Now, do you want to be circumcised?
Yeah.
You go to a urologist and you have a circumcision. Very simple. You'll be out of commission for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Pretty painful for a couple of days, and
what
that's
kind of
that.
Commission, though, are you? You know,
the
you're not on active duty anyway,
Peter.
Well, I mean, no.
Okay,
no, shocking.
Yeah.
Yeah, here's the thing, too. Heard a study. His phone's echoing. I'll put him on hold. Heard a study. Drew's going to like this. Drew loves circumcision.
Yeah.
Huge fan of lopping off the prepuce.
That's all I think about.
He's focused on it. Yeah. He has a foreskin hanging from the rear view of his car. Mm-hmm. Just to remind him every time he looks in the rear view mirror just what his priorities are. Heard a study where, and Drew's always spouting off these things about how much healthier guys who are circumcised are.
Not much healthier, just that there's a slight health advantage.
Yeah, it's nothing with, like, penile cancer or something,
right.
Because no one gets penile cancer anyway. No.
Yeah, it's something with cervical cancer, though, is a thing.
That's a thing.
Yeah.
Do guys have that?
No.
Okay,
it's
so
the
what
partners,
do we get?
The partners of uncircumcised men are more likely to get.
Yeah. Here's the latest.
And more likely to get warts.
Here's the latest thing I heard. Six times more likely to harbor the AIDS virus or to receive the AIDS
yes,
virus.
Yes, that's part of that data, yeah.
Well, true, pretending like he knows, but yet nothing.
I've brought it up a number of times. You got you yell at me.
Don't bring anything up. You just brought up the cervical cancer. You didn't talk about the HIV. Now I'm listening. You understand?
All right, good.
All right, I stopped listening. Yeah, it's something that's... It's really, it's a Petri dish under there for disease. Yes, Drew?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Petri dish.
That's good. Repeat the last word I say, but stop pulling stuff out of there.
Out.
You got stuff?
Yeah, these are the articles that the quote all that.
All right. Don't read them.
All right.
Let's talk to Peter again. Peter?
Yeah.
Do you, you don't have a urologist, do you?
No.
How does he find a urologist, Drew?
Do you have a doctor you go to?
No, my dad's a doctor.
All right. Your dad's a doctor?
Yeah.
Yeah, just ask for a urologist. What kind of doctor's your dad?
He's an endocrinologist.
Wow. This is tough now. Now I'm torn because on one hand, he's calling from Denver. On the other hand, dad's a doctor. I can't figure out whether he's Jewish or not. He would have been circumcised. Chinese?
Yeah.
Okay, is your dad going to be angry if he finds out you want to get circumcised?
I'm not sure. Like, my parents are kind of secluded, and, you know, like, they didn't even give me the talk yet or whatever. You know, I'm always scared. You know, the day when I turn, like, 23 or something, my dad's like, son, I need to sit down with you or something like
that.
No,
it's never going to happen.
Never going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It would have happened by now.
Yeah, you're not going to get a talk. He avoids his parents for fear they'll start to talk to him about sex.
My dad spared me that humiliation,
too. He runs out screaming, oh, my God!
Yeah. All right, so, Drew, what about circumcision being covered under insurance?
I don't know. I doubt you would get it covered with us or some medical.
Would it be like a cosmetic surgery almost?
Right, elective. But if there was stricturing or something, yeah, you'd get it out. Ulceration.
A little crazy glue in the right place, and you might
there
just get a free operation, yes?
But it's not an expensive operation anyway, I'm sure.
It's not. Because Moyles come to your house, do it for free, right?
When you're little, yeah. But again, Peter, you look up. Your dad must have friends that are urologists. It's just such a common.
Yeah, they're the fascinating ones. When those guys come over for dinner.
Should be very easy. Very easy to find a urologist. But you're gonna at 17, you're gonna need to do your parental consent anyway, so
yeah.
You might want to bring it up to your dad. Just say you have irritation, it bothers you, it gets dirty or stinky or something.
Yeah. You might know what a horrible racist I am, Drew. I was like, Dad's a doctor, but he's not Jewish, Chinese. Oh, okay. Everything snapped in. Couldn't be a white guy. I don't know why. It just it could have been Indian, could have been Chinese. It had to be another. Had to be a nationality now. I don't know why. You're a white guy, you got to be Jewish, right, Drew?
You don't have to be, but in Adam's world,
but they ask you. In my world.
In your world, yes. Right. They would ask that.
But this kind of stuff perpetuates my world. Do you understand?
Yes. Let me, speaking of perpetuating your world, let me once again mention our promotion. May I?
Sure.
The Girl Next Door, this is a promotion we're having where you can come. What did you spell it?
I saw this movie.
Yeah.
It was good. I saw a screening of it.
All right, so if you want to see it,
join
us.
If you like this show,
yes,
you will like this movie.
That's right. And we're having the lead female actress on next Thursday.
Yeah.
The star of the movie. So we go to Girl Next Door Tickets. Girl Next Door Tickets at earthlink.net. sign on, you'll get a pass that lets you go to the Arclight on April 7th and see this film for free.
That is a great theater, by the way.
And it has been a woeful turnout. It'll be hard part of our listeners. We need to get some show some love here.
Yeah.
And the rest of you that have gotten or will get on the air tonight, they're 17 or older, get a free pair of tickets sent to you so you can go see it near you.
All right.
There you go.
You can't go wrong.
The Girl
with
Next
that.
Door opens April 9th.
Yeah. Alicia Cuthbert. You just got to say it fast or you're effing up. Is coming in.
Is that a British name? It's got to be a British
I don't know.
Name.
She's a smoking hot blonde. She's going to come in here. It's
how
nice
do you
speak.
Say her last name? Cuthbert?
Yeah. That's what I've been saying.
Yeah, you say Cuthbert, but no. it sounds like it really sounds like you're gay or drunk or you have a cleft palate or something. So, but people just sort of power through it. And then they go Alicia Cuthbert.
Yeah.
So if you do it that way, because otherwise your tongue will get stuck.
We'll find out when she gets up here and ask her.
Right.
Yeah, we'll
She'll
ask
set us straight.
Her. We'll ask her. Tori Wilson, famous professional wrestler. See, now I'm screwed. Now it's like I went to the dentist. Here tonight, Thursday night SmackDown, UPN, on the cover of Playboy. And we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE. Tori Wilson is our guest tonight. She's a professional wrestler, former Miss Galaxy. Now, that means you won the Miss Galaxy?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Pretty impressive. Did the Marine obstacle course, Drew.
Wow.
I probably couldn't do it now, but...
That's all right. Trained for it. Look good in a bathing suit. And you crawl under that barbed wire thing, run through the tires, jump that big 10-foot barrier. You got a little rope hanging down.
Part.
Yeah, that's tough. I'll tell you the tough part, Drew, is that pull yourself up stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, climb the rope and that kind of stuff. That's a pain in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Did they set up a marine barrier for you, or did everyone have to do it?
Everyone had to do it.
You just set the record.
Yes. Well.
What you want?
I had the best combination of.
Way you looked in a bathing suit
and
time you did. Yeah, there were like a lot of fat chicks that were covered
no,
with boils.
There was no barbed wire, though.
A better time, all right? Mm-hmm. All right, let's get back to the phones, Drew.
Yeah, speaking of better time.
Better time. Better time. Shay?
Yeah.
You're 22?
Yep.
Uh-oh. What's up, baby doll?
Well, when I was 12, I started cutting on myself, and I've been doing it off and on for about 10 years, and...
a mental health standpoint?
I just started counseling, and...
You've been cutting for 10 years? Wait. You've just started? Yeah, you've been cutting for 10 years to the point that you've had significant blood loss, and you're just now getting referred for treatment?
Yeah, I've just... When I've gone into the hospitals, I've always made up an excuse on how the cuts happened or anything like that, and they don't really...
Yeah. It's amazing how lame we are as
yeah, not
professionals.
Yeah, not you, buddy.
I don't believe anything anybody tells me. That's why.
Yeah. Yeah, Drucy's a hatchet in your back. He doesn't believe you. He thinks you've been cutting.
Mm-hmm.
Shay, how much blood do you have to lose before somebody brings you to the hospital? And then
A lot.
And that's
this last time I almost died. My hematocrit was 11 point something, and my hemoglobin was at 3.9.
That's
allowed?
That is not compatible with life. That is not compatible.
Oh, really?
ICU, and I was really.
How many did they give you? Like 10 units of blood, or how many did they give you?
They gave me 4 units, and I was still anemic. I was still at about 33 for my hematocrit. They had put a central line in.
She's like a pathologist.
You're a small person then, because to bring you up from 3 to 10, basically, in your hemoglobin with 4 units. That's usually it's about a gram per unit.
I was still anemic, and they still had to keep me in ICU.
No, but what I'm saying is normally it would take 7 units.
Hey, Drew, is a unit? You know, hold on. When you give blood, you give a pint, right? I think you give a pint.
Okay.
And you don't give a quart. You give a pint.
Okay.
I think you give a pint.
Don't give a liter.
You give a pint.
I have no idea.
No, it's not metric. I think you give a pint. All right. What's a unit? Is a unit the amount you would give if you gave blood? It makes sense to me that that's a unit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know how that all, to tell you the truth, I don't know. I know that it, I know it translates in terms of what we're restoring in the body.
Right.
And it, a unit doesn't look quite like a pint, and it's packed cells. We give packed cells, we don't give whole blood.
Oh, you don't?
No. Yeah, you can when you're trying to restore volume and blood.
Right.
But you're giving the oxygen carrying capacity.
Mm-hmm. You give them, like, is that the platelets?
No. Well, there might be some in there, but usually it's red blood cells. You're just giving red blood cells.
Yeah, if you think about what a pint is, if you go to the store, mm-hmm. well, maybe it's a half pint. It's either pint or less. All right. Okay, Drew. You know nothing. Why don't you ask me a carpentry question? I'm not going to not know what you're talking about. Yes? Mm-hmm. No?
Yeah, but if I asked you how the trees were grown, that
oh,
were cut
please.
To make
the
God damn
put
door.
The trees there.
So, well, God Everyone put knows the that. Blood there, too. But
Shay?
Anyway, Shay, listen, here's the deal.
I want to know something. When you lost all of this blood, aren't you unconscious mm-hmm. at this point?
Well, I couldn't really move around that much.
Right.
I had to call 911.
You called 911.
Right, because I'm not really suicidal. I don't do this to try to kill myself. It's
right.
more of a release from other things.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's true of cutting in general. It's almost a drug addiction, almost, because it's a way of getting a dissociative experience or breaking a dissociative experience and raising catecholamines
so
and endorphins in the brain.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. It's a sign of severe psychiatric distress, and it needs to be treated, and it can be treated. In fact, I'm going to be in a real-world episode, I think it's next week, when you're going to see some very interesting cutting in the real-world house down in San Diego.
Huh?
Yep, believe it or not. It's a heavy, heavy episode.
Ooh. You're going to San Diego to
no,
be in the real
I,
world?
No, I did some interstitial stuff in the real world episode where there was some cutting.
Someone's a cutter.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't want to divulge too much.
Nah.
I'm not supposed to.
All right, look, I'm not watching either way. Yeah. But you're going to be on Real World.
Yeah.
All right, San Diego.
Yeah.
Okay.
When is it on? I want to watch.
I think it's Tuesday.
Don't watch.
I want to see it, though. I'm curious.
Yeah,
it's pretty heavy.
She's not going to watch.
But the point is, they'll give some referrals. The fact is, Shay, you know, you're in therapy now. That's where you need to stay. That's where the referrals are. There are tons of websites out there for cutters. There are support groups for trauma survivors. You can look into 12-step groups. Cutting and addiction go hand in hand very, very commonly. And so if you've got an addiction also, focus on a 12-step treatment. That tends to be very useful in cutting as well.
All right. And, you know, good times.
Indeed. Good times.
Andrew?
Yeah?
You're 14?
Yeah.
What's up?
I want to ask Tori how you can get drafted into WWE.
Hmm.
Drafted. Is it a draft?
Not really.
You gotta be smoking hot or something. You gotta have something going.
Well, for a male, though, he wants to be...
For a male, you gotta have something that kind of sets you apart from the rest. There are so many people trying to get into the WWE
yeah.
right now.
And then what about bringing a chick in, like porn? Like, that's how Drew got into porn. He brought a lady.
What?
Well, here's what I'm saying. If you and I hooked up...
Yeah.
And Adam sees everything through the prism of pornography.
Okay.
So if he wanted to get into porn, he'd have to find a smoking woman to bring
to
in.
Do it with.
Well,
and
no, not even to do it, just to present to the people in
if
that
Tori
industry.
If Tori and I went and said, you know, if okay. I said, hey, listen, I may not be much to look at in my underpants, but I got this lady friend right here, and we're team. You know what I mean? You get her, but you got to take me. Might that help?
Yeah.
Possibly, yeah.
In porn, but in WWE?
It would help.
I don't know.
if they wanted the chick bad enough. Yeah?
Yeah, that's true.
Drew, do you think you're doing a radio show with me? See what I'm saying? You wouldn't be doing this.
Right.
It'd just be me.
Right.
I said, no, I won't do it alone. I won't do it alone. They kept saying, do it alone. He's baggage.
Right.
And I said, no, I got to do it with my buddy Drew. He's my man. See what I'm saying?
I see.
That's why you're here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Andrew?
Yeah?
First off, this isn't much to build a dream on. I mean, you figure there's probably only a 40 to 50% chance you'll become a professional wrestler.
Yeah.
I can see, I already know his wrestling name, Mr. Personality.
No, Mr. Excitement.
Mr. Excitement. Yeah. Or maybe Hollywood or something. And it's, you know, during the interview, the one guy stands next to him and he says, I'm going to dismantle Mr. Excitement. I'm going to pull his exciting arms from his exciting sockets. And I'm going to pull his neck off. And I'm going to crap into his lungs. Oh, yeah? What do you say about that, Mr. Excitement? Tori?
That actually would be good.
Yeah.
It would be different. Set him apart. She said, you got to set yourself apart. That would be different.
Yeah, and it's like, my whole thing would be like, imagine how good a wrestler I am with this rap. You know, I'm like, my rap is so god-awful that it's like Smucker's jelly. It must be good, you know? You know, saying, I got to be a maniac in the ring because they sure as hell didn't hire me for my out-of-ring antics.
With a rap like that, it must be great.
It must be a great wrestler. Yeah, that's it. Andrew.
Yeah.
And let's talk a little smack now. I got Tori here. What would your wrestling name be?
I don't know.
You haven't thought of one
all
yet?
Right. Well, it should be shorter than that.
Aye.
Let's go with Mr. Excitement, okay?
Okay.
Do you wrestle in school?
Yeah.
Oh, you do? Are you
taking steroids?
Large?
Sort of.
All right, let's do a little role-playing here.
You have to take a lot of risks or be large.
Here's the thing. I want to get people in the seats of the Pontiac Silverdome coming up on the 18th of April. Mr. Excitement is going against Tori in a Powder Puff grudge match. Okay? All right? Mr. Excitement.
Yeah?
What are you going to be doing to Tori on the 18th at the Pontiac Silverdome?
Stuff I don't think I can say on radio.
Oh,
yeah, that's right. Tori told me before we start broadcasting that you're not enough man for her. What do you have to say about that, Mr. Excitement?
I don't know.
Yeah, you know he's good. His rap is that bad. 18th, Pontiac Silverdome, be there. Yeah?
It works.
Excitement. It would be good. He's got a sensible haircut. He's wearing a sweatsuit.
Cardigan.
And he's not wearing any jewelry.
The kind of guy you like.
Any last words, Mr. Excitement?
No.
All righty.
Mr. Excitement needs to have a first name, though, that gets revealed.
Yeah, somewhere halfway through the storyline. Thurston Excitement. And you'll be thirsting for entertainment. Mr. Excitement shows up in the square circle at the Pontiac Silverdome. Come on, I could see. Yeah. 10 and under free. Ringside seats still available. Mr. Excitement.
Autographs.
All right, so Andrew,
yeah.
I mean, Mr. Excitement, what are you doing to make this dream come true for yourself?
Trying hard to win at school.
Learn at school.
Wrestling.
I said win at school. Wait, yeah. You're doing more like Olympic style, like collegiate style wrestling, right?
Yeah.
Okay, buddy.
Vince McMahon is really into the collegiate wrestlers right now. So
oh, yeah. You do have hiring them.
Yeah.
All right, Andrew. I don't see how you can fail.
You got the rap.
Got to get a tryout.
Got the training.
You got the rap. You got the name. You got the look.
The passion.
You got the personality.
Where do you live, Andrew?
Yeah,
Irvine.
Oh, perfect.
Wrestling capital of the world. Andrew, you know I rarely say this. You got a little something called it, my friend. That's when God comes down and touches you. And that's not about who your daddy is. That's not nature or nurture. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And every once in a while, a guy comes along, a Ben Vereen, an Al Jolson, a ravishing Rick Rude. You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Or is it Ric Flair?
I don't know.
Somebody named Rick.
Both.
Rick Rude and Ric Flair. Once in a while. So, I like Ted DiBiase, the $1 million man. He has lots of money, this guy. Once in a while, God comes down and creates an Iron Sheik or Jake the Snake, whatever his last name was. Once in a while. Or the Honky Tonk Man. Once in a blue moon, he comes out. And I think he may have touched Andrew over here and created Mr. Excitement. Okay, buddy. You keep wrestling. You never know.
And keep up on your studies.
Keep up on your studies.
Please.
Yes.
Because as a
wrestler.
Get
an injury or something?
No, yeah. You need to know geometry.
Oh, yeah.
You got to have a backup plan.
You got to know math. Because if I took 6 Percocet and I got on top of the turnbuckles, am I going to be able to pull off this flying suplex? You see what I'm saying?
At what angle should you take
And what angle should I take? And what would be the fastest street to get to the hospital after I get a compound fracture of my tibia? All right. Tori Wilson is here tonight. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number. Wow. We don't need your calls. We need your pity calls. Yes, sir.
Weren't you to go flying with what's his name from Offspring?
I was. Yeah.
Did you go?
Let me tell you something that's very dangerous. I got this message center. Tori Wilson is here tonight. She's on Playboy. And I think she may have just come off the cover, but don't worry. You'll see her around. You go to that SmackDown Thursday night, UPN, you find her giving someone the old pile driver. Here's what happened. Yes, Dexter from The Offspring was in here talking about having a jet and flying.
Yeah.
And I wanted to go flying with him. You know, half the stuff, you know, when people come on the show and they go, oh, yeah, it's cool. No, you got to come down. I jam. I hang out. I never want to do anything because it involves doing something.
Right, right.
Right. So I gave my usual, hey, you got an airplane. And he's like, hey, I'll take you up.
This
and
time
I'm
you
like,
meant it.
No.
Oh, you did mean it. Okay.
No, I never mean it.
Okay, yeah, good.
Please, Drew.
I want to be sure.
Don't give people the impression I mean it.
Okay.
He called a week later and said, hey, let's go. And he just called me at my house. Now, I ironically had just got off a private jet because me and Jimmy and a few other people from Jimmy's show, Jimmy Kimmel's show, Monday through Friday, 12:06, ABC. We just got back from the Super Bowl.
Oh.
So I literally just got off a private jet, which was cool and everything, but I just 5 hours on a private jet. I get home and there's Dexter going, let's go off in the private jet.
Yeah.
So not quite as exciting as it was because, you know, 6 hours earlier, I was in the air on a jet.
Right.
And by the way, just 70-mile-an-hour winds coming into Van Nuys, almost vomiting.
Yeah, Tori Adam, ingrate. Spoiled.
Spoiled.
Yeah.
Well, no. I'm not...
Oh, yes.
I'm not a high roller or anything. I just...
Literally a millionaire.
I don't go up in private jets that often. It's just ironic that they both came next to each other. It's like, yeah. I love Hungarian food. I just don't want to go out and eat Hungarian the day after I went out and ate it that night. You see what I'm saying?
Don't go on a private jet that often.
No, I've probably been on a jet 3 times in my life. Private jet.
Yeah, Thurston, yeah.
Maybe 4 times. Here's the point. The point is, it's beautiful. You can lie down.
Yeah.
Ladies taking care of you. Foot
I beg your pardon.
Beautiful. Okay, so I ended up, and now here's the problem. I have this message center, and you just, when you want to save a call, it's too easy. You don't have to write anything down. You just hit that save button. You hit the number 2.
It's like the hotel
on your phone.
Kind of thing.
Yeah, like just you want to save this call, and you're like, yeah, I'll just hit number 2. Now, what happens to me is I have 30 calls because it's so easy. Just to,
right.
and then they go away.
Yeah.
I mean, what I mean is you don't think about.
Yeah, yeah.
And they just rot over there in message center purgatory. But I did call Dexter back like a couple weeks later. He was on tour in Europe.
There you go.
So there he was.
Snooze, you lose.
Yeah, but I'm getting with it.
All right, good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because the Offspring are playing the Universal Amphitheater out here in like a couple
of weeks.
Yeah,
I'm just thinking, I wonder if they're going to some of the summer festivals, and maybe we can go to one of our affiliates with them.
They're playing like the, I don't know, the 13th or something. I got to get tickets for somebody.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah? What are they, Chris?
April
16th. All right, I'll get some tickets.
He probably won't be able to get any now because you didn't call him back.
Oh.
Magically.
Victoria, man. She doesn't know how much juice I have.
Or whatever.
Yeah. Angie?
Yeah?
You're 26?
Yes.
You never had an orgasm?
No.
But you had one through masturbation?
Yes.
And you had one through oral sex?
No.
Mm.
I've never, only just when I've masturbated.
Huh.
But never during intercourse.
Mm-hmm. Well, forget about that.
That's not going to happen.
No.
Okay.
Now, let's focus on oral sex.
Okay. I don't get into that, really.
Oh, really? You have a sister?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. No one's better at receiving oral than me, but I don't rank too high in the giving. Yeah. So, not too into that. Well, here's
nothing wrong with you. It's normal, Angie.
Well, no,
it's a little bit
Carl,
funny.
When one of your friends, possibly yourself, does not like receiving oral sex, does that mean they're a little uptight about themselves or a little?
No, I don't like it either.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No,
I'm not uptight though.
No, I agree. Then,
no, I like that.
Yeah,
I like that.
She's
passionate.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Hold on. Now this is confusing, but here's the thing. Dr. Drew does not really appreciate oral sex. I don't want to say he doesn't like it. He doesn't like receiving it that much.
Wow.
Not because it doesn't feel good, because he's a man of such immense passion, such exquisite passion, that oral sex does not satisfy him enough.
Right.
He's not an appetizer guy. He wants to actually bite into the cow. He's that virile, that masculine. You understand? So if you two got together, and the night is young, and you tried to give oral sex to Drew, he would push you away and go for the intercourse because he's exquisitely passionate. Now, if he knew all he was going to get was oral, he would probably hold still for that. But he nodded his head. But if he knows that there's more, he immediately goes forward.
Right.
And as a, now he's thinking, as a woman who doesn't much appreciate oral sex, you must be like him. You must be that passionate. But I don't know if it translates for women.
It's a little different. It's a little different.
Because women can be a little self-conscious about that area.
There is that, but that's, I think there is more that women that are very responsive during intercourse tend to be the ones that, if it's uncomfortable, the direct stimulation of oral sex.
Becomes overwhelming.
Right.
Tori, which one are you?
That's the same person.
Are you... Okay, but are you so supremely passionate?
It's not about passion. It's about responsiveness.
Well, let her speak.
Right.
Tori, which is it? What's going on?
Oh, we got to go to break.
Shush.
Oh, yeah. I think I'd rather get to the good stuff.
You're like Drew.
Yeah.
Wow. You guys would make a very
passionate
couple.
I don't like the little appetizer.
Exquisitely passionate. And then we couldn't hang. Because I want to watch TV and receive oral.
That's, I don't mind giving it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We're back on. She doesn't want it. She don't mind giving it.
Perfect.
Game on. Drew, I'll have you come in and mop up. You come in. I'll go to the bullpen. You come in. You're the closer, buddy.
Oh,
tag out.
Yeah, tag out, and then you're the closer. Tag team. That's it. Tag out. Drew comes in, cleans up.
I realize, Adam, it takes a little bit of work, too, and that's not something you're into at all.
Yeah. Not into movement.
No.
Angie.
Yes.
All right, baby doll. Are you with a guy or are you in love?
Yes, I've been dating the same guy for almost a year, so that's why
I
did it.
Try to involve a vibrator.
Whatever you did to masturbate.
Whatever you do to masturbate, incorporate that into your sexual act.
Right.
That's going to help.
Yeah.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. Well, that's the show, everybody. I want to thank Tori Wilson for coming here tonight.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Our pleasure. You come back anytime.
Thanks.
Sweet breath of fresh air in this otherwise dank studio. Thursday night, UPN, SmackDown, everybody. Go watch her.
Come on
SmackDown.
Down.
SmackDown, yeah. And speaking of smacking down, a lot of 14-year-olds watching that, getting their smack on as well.
Isn't that where you're involved to?
That's right. All right, I want to thank everybody involved with the show. I'm not sure who's still here anymore, really. I really don't know. Ken did a great job filling in this week. Chris, producer Ann, junior producer Lauren, and then Brian, and then...
fill in for Brian.
Phone screeners, new phone screeners, doing a wonderful job. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.